Federal judges have declared what two state assembly districts will look like in Milwaukee. Last month, a three-judge panel ruled that a Republican-controlled remapping plan for the 8th and 9th districts violated protections for Latinos under the Federal Voting Rights Act. Yesterday, the judges rejected the substitute that GOP lawmakers submitted and chose a map more favorable to Latinos and Democrats. Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca says the ruling is good. All the delay is not.
You know, and the unfortunate part here is that we could have saved taxpayers a lot of money if the legislature had sat down and redrawn this in a transparent manner.
Senate GOP leader Scott Fitzgerald says he prefers to focus on the court not throwing out plans for 130 other legislative districts and Wisconsin's 8 congressional maps. While a spokesperson for Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen expresses disappointment in the Milwaukee district's ruling and says it may be appealed. Meanwhile, Democratic Representative Barca says ideally, plaintiffs in the redistricting case would attempt to again get the court to help hundreds of thousands of people who won't get to vote for a state senator for 6 years because of the way Republicans redrew Senate maps.
You know, they split apart communities that have been together for 100 years. And, you know, the editorial boards across the state were all blistering editorials against it.
However, it's not expected that the federal judges would agree to revisit the issue of the Senate districts. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.